There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
Yeah. If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, I want to say thanks again to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for dropping in unexpectedly to talk about the wussies in Australia crying about her coming to visit to talk about vaccines in an unapproved, unauthorized way. That was very cool. Also, Terry Rourke from Medical Kidnap. In my lifetime, I don't know that I'd predicted that we'd have to have a website dedicated to the kidnapping of children by modern medicine in concert with government agencies. But it's happening. Happening more than we'd like to acknowledge, but we must. A couple of events now. The calendar, we're working on it. RobertScottBell.com. Finally putting my head wrapping around what's coming up. This 24 and 25th of January in Orlando, Florida, the Vicasa Expo. The Vicasa Expo, come down to Orlando January 24th, 25th, a great weekend event. My buddy Paul Barretero will be with me there as well with the Echo 7 Water. And a raw food retreat with Paul Neeson. And that's February 13th through 15th. That's in West Palm Beach, Florida. And then February 24th and 25th in Naples, Florida, a big event down there in Naples. We'll get you more information on in. Jeffrey Smith, of all people, will be there. Good friend in the GMO thing, and that's why we got to talk to my good buddy. He's an inspiration to me and perhaps millions around the world. From No More Fake News, investigative reporter and good friend, John Rappaport joins us now. John!
Hey, Robert. Good to be here.
Great. I still love the picture that we took a few years back on the beach near San Diego where we're plotting to take over the world.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Yeah, we got that posted up. Check it out, nomorefakenews.com. John, you have been writing just as much as I've ever seen you write, almost every day, one, two, maybe three articles. I can hardly keep up with you. But a number of them have been really spotlighting some controversial aspects of the what we call the anti-GMO movement, the movement to label GMOs, if not to outright ban them, which we've argued probably the better way to go. How do we frame this labeling issue, because there's a lot of confusion even from our friends about what you're writing and what we're saying about the lapses in those who are promoting this idea of GMO labeling.
Well, I think we can frame it this way. When people have an idea, you know, like let's label GMOs, and they decide that's the way to go, this is the movement, this is what we all have to get behind, then unfortunately, they begin to feel that if somebody comes in from the outside and says, hey, wait a minute, something wrong here, that this must be a really heavy negative influence and taking people away from the issue at hand, et cetera, et cetera. This is the kind of response that some people have. But I got to tell you, since I began doing this, I've gotten a number of emails from people who've read my articles that say, this is what I've always thought. This was what was bothering me all along. And, you know, my position has always been ban GMOs. That's the way this whole political movement should have been framed from the beginning when it started soon after GMO crops were introduced into the U.S. in 1996 or so. That's where it should have gone. the money, the time.
But that's not a very, John, it's not a very libertarian position to say, let's ban something. But even as I say that, I think about what if there was a free market, a real free market, not the pseudo free market that exists. Would GMOs exist today without the, let's say, the generosity of the American taxpayer through corporate welfare and monopoly status of the ability to co-opt seeds and patent them? Would it be possible in a real free market for GMOs to exist? Because who was clamoring for GMOs besides these elite pseudoscientists?
Yeah, I think it's doubtful that you would see GMOs, certainly on the scale you see them now, if we had a real free market. But there's another side to that issue, even from the libertarian point of view. I don't think that libertarians would say, if you're selling poison, the government can't do anything about it. Government is out of it. Sell poison, it's fine. People die, no problem. I think that when you get down to that level, then most people would agree that that's a crime. That's a crime, a real crime, not a fake crime. And so what I've been maintaining all along was that GMOs and certainly the pesticides and herbicides, whose use has accelerated out of sight since GMOs have come into the market, we're talking about poison, destruction of human health. And the science has been covered up, the science has been lied about, and the government has lied itself with the big corporations like Monsanto and Dow on this issue. And so that's where we are. And my position has always been, look, if you're going to spend years and years and years trying to label poison, but not call it even poison, just say it's GMO, I just don't see victory that way. I don't see it.
Well, you can't rally people around this idea of labeling. That's what we've seen, the abject failure, even though a lot of people would say, we don't like GMOs. I'd rather have them labeled than not, even though I'd rather have them banned. But the leadership, if you will, many of them never went for that whole, so to speak, perspective. Just ban them. Make them, if we're going to go after them this way, make them defend the safety, right? Because if you go for just labeling, then on our side, are we not just acquiescing to say, well, it's okay that they exist. Let's all coexist and hold hands. And isn't that the wrong message to send?
You bet. You bet. And in the case of, for example, Scott Faber, we see a guy who is the executive director of the organization called Just Label It, which is, one of the premier organizations that's all for GMO labeling. And yet, in his former job, he was a vice president of the Grocery Manufacturers Association, the very organization that spent millions of dollars and committed criminal acts to try to defeat labeling in four Western states. And when I point this out, I get a lot of emails from people saying, thank you for showing us what's happening here and blah, blah, blah. But I also know there are people out there who would rather I wouldn't say that because, it might cast some sort of aspersions on the labeling movement. Well, I don't know. To me, the truth is not casting an aspersion.
Yeah, I think so. I think there are sensitivities, though, and we've talked about this, or you've written about this, the idea of niceties, of like, can we kill them with kindness, right? Can we just give them love? And I'm all for love. Believe me, we love vitamin L here. But if you've got someone trying to poison you, loving the poison away, how often does it succeed, right? It's at that level, it's impractical. And I'm not speaking against love. I don't know if I'm saying this right, John.
I think you are. Absolutely. You've got criminals, so what are you going to do? We're talking about psychopathic criminals out there in giant corporations with tremendous power who are doing things to the global food supply. Bad things. Very bad things. So what I've done is to take a step back and look at, the political movements that are on the side of good and analyze them and see what looks like it's going to be successful and what looks like it's going to be a failure. and to begin to look at some of the people involved here and naming names and giving some background that to me shows that, you know, there's something very disheartening about the whole labeling movement. It's not enough. It never was enough. It should have been framed in a whole different way at the start, which was ban these things, expose the criminals, force them into confessions, you know, relentless, I'm talking here, not polite, not let's have a very, you know, happy conversation like Gary Hirschberg, who's one of the founders of Just Label It, you know, wants to do. And, oh, yes, we'll get on the inside and convince Bill Gates that maybe he should take another look at non-GMO. You know, this stuff is not going to work, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard people that have attempted it, and I just shake my head at this point. It's like you're hopelessly naive. And it's not to say that miracles and things you can't predict can happen. So I don't try to dissuade people to from following their bliss. But at the same time, as a movement, how can we step back and measure it and say, how have we done on this labeling campaign? Where have we succeeded?
Yeah, we've got a bill right now called the Pompeo Bill up in Congress called the Dark Act. People are calling it that, which would outlaw forever all labeling of GMOs at any level, county, state, whatever, you know. And then on the other side of this, you know, we've got this movement out on Maui where they did actually block further development, the voters did, of GMOs by Dow and Monsanto, and then Monsanto sued, and then a tainted federal judge took over the case, and I helped expose what he was doing or his connections through his wife to Dow, and he's now off the case. But, you know, where is all the attention focused of the anti-GMO movement? Is it on Maui? I mean, are we saying this is the spark that we have to fan? The voters are trying to block and ultimately ban this whole operation, major operation out there by Monsanto and Dow. They develop seeds and ship them all over the world. So why isn't the movement, you know, hyper-focused there? Why aren't they bringing in, say, indigenous people from all over the world whose lives and land are being destroyed by predatory corporations and saying, this is a global movement?
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Well, we're going to do it. We got another segment with John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. We link up all of his articles. They're published also here at robertscottbell.com as well. And a secondary question about mind control. Does it have anything to do with what's going on in the GMO movement? That's a new article about the Pentagon and mind control. Coming up next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1937 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Go to the show notes at robertscatbell.com. In the notes, we all talk about what's in the news. We got five, count them, five links to John Rappaport articles, some on the GMO issues, the non-GMO verified project. You got to read this stuff. It gives you a perspective that's much deeper than even, you know, those are friends that are writing about these things. And that's why we love John, among many reasons, including his latest one about mind control, the Pentagon mission to program the brain. Now, if there's anything you're all about, John, it's deprogramming, or it's like throwing out all programs and going, I'm going to connect to the source of all sources here, imagination.
You bet. You bet. This project of DARPA, which is the Pentagon's research arm, they're all about now trying to take real track in real time brain activity. You know, second to second, moment to moment, minute to minute. And if you look at their own literature, which I've quoted in the article and other studies, this is all about intervention. The whole idea is to restore a human to a state of, quote, normalcy. So who is defining what normal is, right?
Right.
That's where they're
going. I always am reminded of... being Abby Normal in Young Frankenstein, but you know, that's the kind of normal I like.
Yeah, this unfortunately is all about conformity, about limiting really the capacity of the brain and tailoring it down so that people become, you know, compliant, obedient, clueless, basically, and unable to actually explore what's really happening in the world. This is the project under various cover stories that they're forwarding, and you know, they're well funded and they're not going to stop. That's where they're trying to go with this, to see what the brain is actually doing and then link certain brain activity, of course, to certain what they would consider undesirable characteristics such as independence, rebellion, and so forth, and eventually try to produce a functioning brain in a state of total, you know, conformity and obedience.
Now, John, you grew up and witnessed a lot in the so-called psychedelic 60s, where the LSD coming out of CIA was a drug of often of choice of expansion of consciousness. And, of course, you've matured a lot over those years and seeing many things. How would you say, when people talk about expansion of consciousness today or not conforming, is different in the 21st century than what you saw in the 1960s?
Oh, yeah, way different. Actually, in the 1960s, there were a lot of people who woke up to what was going on at certain, you know, levels.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole drug thing, to me, was kind of an attempt to put a lid on that or to deflect it off into a whole different direction. Because a lot of the people who were really doing some serious drugs in the 60s wound up in, you know, terribly debilitated states of mind after a certain point. You know, it's one thing, oh, guy, you know, did peyote one time and all kinds of fantastic things happened and blah, 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 blah. But we're mm-hmm. talking about people who lived by drugs, you know, many, many people in the 1960s. And so the waking up part that a lot of people were doing was sort of shunted off into that area that ended up in nowhere land. And some horribly tragic things happened to a lot of people then. So I look at that as a diversion, a distraction, and, you know, a political attempt to put a lid on the whole thing that was happening in the 60s.
Well, and also, wasn't it born out of a similar type DARPA project? I mean, I don't know if they called it that back then, but the CIA investigating mind control through chemical manipulation.
Yeah, it came out of MKUltra. And they decided right. that here's an opportunity to, you know, loose this drug, LSD, on the public and see what happens. You know, let's see what happens. Let's see how much craziness and chaos we can create. And maybe we'll learn a few research tidbits along the way. But the ultimate goal of the CIA is the same as DARPA, is to control human thought and behavior. So whatever this, you know, CIA was doing with loosing LSD on the public, it mm-hmm. wasn't to create freedom. You can be sure of that.
Right. And so can we say what the Pentagon is doing now, maybe just a more sophisticated attempt to do what was being done by CIA and others in the 60s?
Way more sophisticated.
Way more. All right, well, we'll continue this discussion with you another time. I know you have to run. It's always too quick when we're together, John, but God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you so much.
Hey, it's great to connect with you again, Robert. Happy New Year.
You as well. John Rappaport at NoMoreFakeNews.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why? Why do we do the things we do, Super Don? Is this for our health or for the health of those who listen?
I think it's for both. Yeah. I think it's for everybody.
I think it's for our sanity to get this off of our chest.
Sometimes, yeah.
But really, I love empowering people with information, knowledge, awareness, things that the authoritarians don't want you to know and act upon. And that's what we do, and sometimes we do it out and about, or oot in a boot, like our friends in Canada say. Oot in a boot. We'll be oot in a boot. Oot in a boot. It's like out and about, but Canadian style. Oot in a boot. You never heard of that?
I've never heard a Canadian say that. I've heard people refer to Canadians that talk that way, but I've never actually heard it.
Oot in a boot. Okay, it's a slight exaggeration. Maybe not.
Oh, okay.
Upcoming events, Vicasa Expo, January 24th through 25th. That's a weekend coming up in Orlando, Florida. And we have that linked up. There's a banner. You can actually click on it, take you to the Facebook page. Tell them Robert Scott Bell sent you. We're going to be there. And so will Paul Veritero and Echo Water. Echo Water. Robertswater.com. Raw Food Retreat is happening February 13th through 15th. Our friend Paul Neeson has invited me to speak at that. It's in West Palm Beach. You can call 561-283-1707. It's the only way you can sign up, and it will sell out. A three-day Raw Food Retreat intensive. 561 area code 283-1707. And that's also linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And if you'd like to be part of the show, you can call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We got a question of the day coming up, but I think one of those things we grew up with, Super Don, was alcohol. Alcohol. We did not grow up in the era of prohibition. Now, my parents were pretty much liberal parents. By the time I was bar mitzvahed at 13, that was the first time I had a drink of alcohol. Now, because of that, it wasn't a taboo, and so I wasn't necessarily running out behind their backs and doing horrible things. But at the same time, a lot of teenagers in the 80s in Georgia drank a lot of beer. I'll be saying that. It wasn't organic, but then again, it wasn't GMO back then either. But it turns out it's pretty deadly, right? You learn about this. Liver disease, cirrhosis, of course, drunk driving and the danger there we learned about. Now a statistic is coming out. And should I ask, by the way, Super Don, were your parents real strict on this issue? Because I know I had some that were that you wouldn't even talk about it, and others that were more liberal about it, but they do it under supervision.
About
and now,
alcohol?
Yeah, because, you know, now,
oh,
of course,
yeah.
There are horrible
stories. I was brought up in an LDS Mormon, household. So, yeah, I mean, that was not
no alcohol.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, because, you know, if you grow up Jewish, you drink wine, you know, on the Sabbath, right? So, you know, you just the normal part, a little bit normal part of the culture, the drinking of wine. Now, I don't drink anymore, and I stopped basically when I was midway through freshman year of college. It just kind of fell away. I kind of got all spiritual, not in a way that I tried to convert everybody into whatever I was doing, but the point is it just fell away very naturally. I wasn't interested in it. It didn't. You know, when you do something like that, it feels great. Or no, it didn't anymore. It really kind of sucked. I was like, why would I do this? This sucks, right? But according to this latest report, 6 Americans die each day, on average, from drinking too much alcohol. And over a full year, the toll from fatal intoxications passes 2,220 people, according to the CDC.
Hmm.
Now, that sounds sort of alarming, doesn't it, on first pass, right? You go six
a
day.
I mean, if you said over 2,000 people die a year, yeah, that's. I mean, one person dying is not a good thing. Over 2,000,
right.
That seems kind of big.
But they say binge drinking accounts for most of the lethal benders. The death rate, the vast majority of cases don't involve college-age young adults, the group most often associated with binge drinking. And the reason is, of course, their liver is stronger. They can metabolize it more than a middle-aged white male. That's who's really getting hammered by this, because your livers, boys, do not work as well as the teenage you. Remember that. 75% of those 2,220 alcohol poisoning deaths occur among adults between the ages of 35 and 64. More than 75% of those who die from alcohol poisoning deaths are men, and nearly 70% are white. Right? There it is. So if you don't like white people, open up more bars for middle-aged white men. And they'll do themselves in. They'll take themselves out. I'm just saying. Now, one to shy away from controversy. If the CDC is concerned about 2,220 deaths a year, maybe we should turn the tables on these federal agencies and question them about their genuine caring and how genuine it is about the lives of Americans who are being lost to something that is allowed, is legal. And that includes, and especially, we must go to the Journal of the American Medical Association, the JAMA Journal, year 2000, Barbara Starfield wrote a report. Never been refuted. And in that report, she said, on a baseline, 106,000 Americans die every year due to properly prescribed, administered, and ingested FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. 106,000 a year. On the low end. 225,000 on the higher end of this, never been refuted. Now, Super Don, let me ask you, did you do any math on this to kind of figure out how many of that, how many would that be a day?
Yeah, well, you know what I did, and here's how I approached it, very close to what you did there. If you remember, back in 2012, John Rappaport was on the show, and he revealed a page that he found on the FDA website where they admitted on their website that 100,000 people died every year from adverse drug reactions. Do you remember that?
I do. Well, that's in reference to the Starfield report, so it's all connected here. That's why the FDA is not without knowledge in this regard.
Right. So I took that number. I just took it down to 100,000, and what that came to was 274 people a day.
274, and as opposed to six with alcohol.
Six, yeah. So six from alcohol, 274 from prescription drugs.
Okay, now I'm doing this as we speak. I'm taking the higher number in the Starfield report, the 225,000 number, and we come to 616 Americans die every year. Mm-hmm. Every year. Every day, I'm sorry, every day. 616.
Every day.
To FDA approved form.
Still bigger than six.
Now, let's right, and let's expand this out to the death by modern medicine, Dr. Carolyn Dean. And when she took all the peer-reviewed literature in a meta-analysis fashion and looked at all of the deaths caused by modern medicine as, in total, at first look, it was revealed to be 784,000 Americans a year. That is how many? A day. 2,148 people a day. That almost approaches the number that they give to the yearly figure for alcohol deaths, 2,220. It's just shy of that yearly by alcohol. Consider it as if it were daily by drugs, FDA approved variety. And you've got a cognitive dissonance that is so large, that is so horrific, that anybody who is not calling for congressional hearings on this has no standing when they say they stand for a culture of life. You could say that you are against abortion and yet do nothing on this front with the FDA drug holocaust, where it can be upwards of a million as it's been reassessed, 1 million deaths a year. And if we take that figure and try to figure it out from there, we take 1 million deaths, not 100,000, but 1 million deaths divided by 365 from modern medicine, and now you're approaching 3,000 deaths a day, 2,740 deaths a day. And lest you think I'm beating the proverbial drug dead horse, this at some point will wake you up. You probably are already awake because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but perhaps you can point this out to your local Congress critter or national congressman or woman and point this out compared to what the CDC is worried about, deaths from alcohol, six a day, to deaths from modern medicine, all forms put together, closing in on 3,000 in a day. And that approaches, of course, the famous number of almost 3,000 dead on 9/11/2001, the day you can't compare to anything else because it's become sacrilege to do so. But we do so, we must do so here, because the Holocaust that happens every day may be greater than that which happened in that one single strike on 9/11/2001, yet nobody has declared war on modern medicine. Have you heard of anybody doing that, Super Don?
No, I have not. And you know, it's interesting because I'm looking at this article here, and the CDC went to all this trouble and reading all of these things and doing these studies and reading death certificates and all this stuff. Over six people die in a day, which, again, we don't want anybody to die. But, you know, I mean, when you look at the adverse drug reactions and the number of deaths, you know, that we're coming up here, I mean, even the FDA even admits that adverse drug reactions are the fourth leading cause of death ahead of pulmonary disease, diabetes, AIDS, pneumonia, accidents, and automobile deaths. That's a big deal.
No, I know. They acknowledge it. Where are the congressional hearings? That's all I got to ask. And now it's time for you to ask. It's time for you to ask.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
You know what that means, kids. It's time for a question of the day. If you're too bashful to call, then just write it in at robertscottbell.com. This is coming from somebody named Taffy. Taffy, help, she says. Help. I have a dear childhood best friend who was diagnosed with breast cancer 3.5 years ago, underwent mastectomy, implants, chemo, and radiation. It has returned to her chest wall, and it has liver metastasis in other places. See what we say here? Removing the breast does not cure breast cancer, because it's not cancer because your breast decided to rebel against you. Just happened to happen in there because the body was trying to protect itself, throwing it into that tissue. You remove the breast, it moves elsewhere. She is being diagnosed at Sloan Kettering and is now on low-dose chemo. They said it's not working, but they're going to continue to give it. I want to help her and give her some support or other things, i.e. Dr. Gonzalez, selenium, carnivora, hemp oil, though I don't want to overwhelm her. I lost my college roommate 2 years ago from brainstem glioma, who had, oh my God, this is just unbelievable. She's lost another friend. She doesn't want to lose this friend. I know that life is not the end, only the beginning, but thank you so much, RSB and Super D. I'm addicted to your show and have supported almost all of your sponsors. With gratitude, Taffy. All right, Taffy, I'll try to give you an answer on the other side of this break, and then we'll also find out what happens when Super Don gets stuck on a train, on the toilet, with no paper. What do we do? What do you do?
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
If you want to know where Team RSB is going to be next, right, how about that? Team RSB, does that work? Is that kind of corny? Team RSB.
Team RSB. Yeah, man, I kind of like it.
That could work. Team RSB. Yeah. The RSB Army. No, I like Team RSB better.
No.
Next.
Yeah. Like the Kiss Army?
The Kiss Army, right? Yeah, we'll have to wear makeup in that. Yeah. Speaking of makeup. I think Fox News is calling again. Carol Alt wants to do some more. So we'll give you a heads up. We've got a segment that we recorded last year. It hasn't aired yet. That's going to, and then there's another one we may be doing. So stick around, friends, and go to robertscottbell.com. We'll keep you up to speed on it and where we're going to be as well. Thanks again to John Rappaport. Thanks to Sherry Tenpenny for joining us. That was a nice surprise to open the show today. If you miss anything, it'll stream immediately following on our syndicator at GCN, GCNlive.com, Genesis Communications. And, of course, naturalnewsradio.com will pick it up. Then UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and I'll link it up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. Now, we had a question of the day, and you know, I was reviewing it. I was like, oh, my gosh, what a tragic story. Anybody loses anybody, but she's lost about to lose maybe another friend here to cancer or the treatment for cancer. And, of course, we talk about Gonzalez and Brzezinski and Dr. Batar and others that, you know, kind of bring the power to heal back to everybody. But, you know, when people are in the throes of it and they throw themselves at the mercy of oncologists, there's not a lot you can do if they're not open to breaking out of the fear of allopathic medicine, the medical monopoly. So, you know, and we've said it before, and Taffy, I'll say it again to you, you know, that's where prayer works. And I don't mean pray to intervene. Because to me, there's a violation of your, let's say, to her space. Let's say she does not want to do holistic medicine. She wants to be left alone about it. I don't know if that's the case. Berating her, and I'm not saying you're doing it, Taffy, but this is a bigger message. Berating someone who doesn't want to go across the street is not helpful, right? So ultimately, you may have to bless the situation, give that person all the love and support and gratitude that you can give them. And if they're ready to open up to that spiritually and physically, then that could happen. But if not, you don't violate them, and you support them, whatever choice they make ultimately, even if it is the one that you don't want them to make. And that's perhaps one of the hardest things to do, to see your loved ones and let them go, or let them go their own pathway. But be there for them should they be ready. Doesn't mean you have to abandon them if they're not doing what, but you also don't judge them at that point and just give them the love they need, okay? All right, with that, let's get a Super Don story here.
All right, Super Don. I have been on trains throughout England, the United Kingdom, and Europe. I did Eurail passes when I was a kid, teenager, mm-hmm. you know, traveled over to Europe.
You did
and
quite a bit of traveling.
And it's kind of nasty unless... Yeah, if you're in first class, I guess it's okay. I wasn't traveling that way. But, man, it's kind of nasty to be on those train toilets. Let's just be honest about that. And it turns out a British teenager found out he had no toilet paper after he had, and this is the British way of saying it. In America, we'd say we took a really big dump. Let me just say it. It's indelicate, right? And that's even nice to say it that way. But in Britain, when you do that, it's a reasonably large poo.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound so polite? I had a reasonably large poo.
That sounds so nice.
He should be feeling good. He had a reasonably large poo. But why are we talking about a story of a man on a train, on a toilet, who had a reasonably large poo? Well, it turns out he had no toilet paper. No toilet paper. And what do you do? Like I said, in the 1880s, I think you're hosed. What are you going to do? It's kind of nasty. But in 21st century Europe, I guess you go to Twitter. You just go to Twitter. And you tweet this, quote, unquote, I've just had a reasonably large poo, and there is no toilet roll left on the at Virginia trains, 1930 train from Houston to Glasgow. Please send help. And he tweeted this out.
He did. Now, here's the funny part. Not only did he tweet it out, but guess what happened? Virgin Trains tweeted back and said, which coach are you in, Adam?
they picked it up immediately.
They actually tweeted back to him, found out which coach he was in, and brought him toilet paper.
They said, Adam, we'll send some down to you right away. He tweeted back with a carriage note. So Twitter saved somebody's tushy from being really raw and nasty. And if anybody had bad things to say about Twitter, in this case, I think you can't say anything but good things about Twitter. So if you're caught on a train, you've had a reasonably large poo and there's no paper, try tweeting for help. And you may get lucky, like Adam in England. That's a happy note to end on today.
Feel-good story, right?
Well done. Well done. I know he was thinking, oh, man, at first, but everything worked out in the end, or on the end, if we should say it that way. Hey, tomorrow, Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. We've got more healing stories, hometown healers as well, because you know it, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.